This is a free download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hello, guys. Ringo is the star. We got very musical. We'll do it quickly because I've got to be in London. So I'm going to start packing up while we're doing this. Is that okay? Good.
Yeah.
We got very musical this week. I need to be in London at 11 o'clock.
Okay, you can do
that. Well,
there's a strike on.
I know exactly.
Hurry up then.
Ringo is the star.
Can I give you this?
You can give it to me. I'm not going to do anything with it. Who do you think I am?
I think you're a mate who's going to help out another mate who's in a real desperate dive.
Hurry up, mate. You've got to be in London.
I know I have!
What was that record you bought this week?
Which one? I bought this record.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the...
Sounds of Tijuana Bum Bum. It cost 10 pennies and it featured a song called, well, this. This song is called Coming in the Back Door. Thought we'd play it for you, Justin. Now,
thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. Here we go.
He's it's furtive, isn't it?
Because he's sneaking in. Who's coming in the back door now? I left my key for the back door there, and now somebody is sneaking in the back door there. Leave my back door alone. There we go. Those are the lyrics, of course, guys, to Coming in the Back Door. Now, Deeley.
Yeah.
No, you will never hear a man defend Carol Vorderman more than me. She is one fine mama, one hot potato, one sexy sweet corn. But today, she has, I believe, the lexicon that young people used, she has swam with the fishes.
She's jumped the shark.
That's the one. She looks absolutely flipping ridiculous. She's dressed, let's be honest, like a prostitute.
I mean,
I would say
yes.
Barbie.
Yeah, okay, like a Barbie. I would do this if Lewis Hamilton dressed like an idiot. I took him down a peg or two as well. So it's not sexist. It's not sexist.
No, it's real.
Who's that coming in my back door? I said, stay away from my back door. Use the front door just like everyone else.
And wipe your feet before you walk back through me carpet.
Go back round to the front garden and then you can come in through the front door. I said, leave my back door, that's a personal door. So, Deeley.
That's funny enough, when you said to me, come round my house for a nice barbecue, you did say to me, use the back door.
I did, well, you...
So what's going on?
You, sir, are allowed to use the back door.
Thank you.
You're a back door man. Now, you've taken Carol Vorderman to the streets.
I have. It's on page 3 of the Daily Mirror today.
Yes.
She's wearing what I would describe as a very, very short denim dress.
Yeah.
She's got the bleach blonde hair, the glasses, and the most horrendous wedges you've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is a 54-year-old woman.
Come on, don't be rude. Don't be rude about that. I don't think she's had any surgery on those wedges.
But she's looking a bit of a state. So I've taken this one to the streets. A, could people identify her?
Oh, yeah.
But also, B, their thoughts on Vorderman and whether it's time for her to call it a day. Here's what the streets had to say.
Who do you think that is, boss?
I don't know.
Come on, take a wild guess.
Couldn't tell you.
That's Carol Vorderman.
What?
That's Carol Vorderman.
I can't believe that. Are you sure?
That is Carol Vorderman, madam. Let's get the lady's perspective. What do you think about that look?
Don't like the hair. Colour of the hair.
What about the dress?
A bit youngish, really, for her.
Is it time that Carol Vorderman called it a day?
I think so. Definitely.
Is that Carol Vorderman?
It is.
Jesus. Okay.
Let's get the Hungarian perspective. So, what do you think about that lady there on the left-hand side?
Well, she's beautiful, even of her age.
Okay, she's 54 years old.
Yeah.
So that look will go down well in Hungary?
Similar. Yeah, similar.
It's a lovely Hungarian perspective. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Well,
People not so keen. Borders.
I mean, the European vibe is there. You obviously got the Hungarian perspective. He's saying if he was walking the streets in Hungary, yeah, and Carol Vorderman was there, yes, he would like that. But most people this morning, English people, no, not for them at all. They are disgusted. It's making their stomach churn.
What she's doing is she's competing with the new Carol Vorderman on Countdown, whose name is Judy Beckinsale.
Rachel Riley.
That's the fella.
But she's not.
She's the big lass from You've Been Framed.
No, that's Lisa Riley.
Oh, do you know? Here's the. Do you know how Lisa Riley met her man?
Go on.
Greg's.
Come on, you now you've just had a go at me and Dealey for pushing it.
Oh,
you
dear.
Pushed that. No, she. This is true, right?
I think what about Greg's?
No, this is how she met her husband, right? She went on the internet,
right?
And guess who she pretended to be on the internet? A Lisa Riley lookalike. That's a true story. She pretended to be a Lisa Riley lookalike on the internet to
For men who can't quite handle the real thing, actual Riley.
Yeah.
Gosh.
What a letdown.
I should try that.
Anyway, what were we talking... Rachel Reeves.
Rachel Riley.
Yep.
But she's not like that. I mean, there is a look, isn't there, a Playboy bunny look that a lot of girls are going for these days. But I'd say girls between the age of about, I mean, unfortunately, quite young, but about sort of 16 and 24. But once you get beyond that, you've got to start growing up, haven't you? And make it a little bit more classy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like what I am.
Justin, we'll speak to you later on, brother.
With pleasure.
Peace
Take
be
care.
With you. Peace be with peace. You. Peace. Peace indeed. This is a 3-minute chunk of audio that perfectly sums up my weekday
Hurry
show.
Up.
I'm trying to, mate, and your interruptions are getting right on my wick. The BBC Three Counties Radio. Cut to clip.
Well, let's change to a republic, pull out of Europe and do how we want to do without anyone dictating to us.
That's a sensible answer, Steve. Why had nobody else
we'll
thought
vote,
of it?
A referendum for a republic, close the borders... Mark everyone in, everyone out. Who's coming in?
How likely, Steve,
out.
In the world of reality, just put your feet back down on the ground if you can for a second. In the world of reality, Steve, how Go likely on. Is that to happen?
Well, the way things are going, I mean,
how likely is what you're asking for to happen?
Never.
No, it can be. Of course, it can be.
It
you just
won't
got to have a
ever.
That pushes it forward.
Won't ever happen.
Why? What's wrong with having a republic and dictating? We're supposed to be a sovereign country and we're dictated by Europe.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. All I'm saying is...
I think that is a ridiculous idea.
And she's three! Thank you, Steve. 03459 455 555. Hey, Matty Bum Bum, how you doing now? Hey, Matty Bum Bum, give me a banana, daylight come... Sorry?
Shut up and listen. Right? Steve's right. Don't let them back in. We don't want them. If they don't want to go there, let them go. Look at all the other people that have left this country. I got a daughter who lives in Ireland. I didn't ask her to go. Nobody forced her to go. I've got a brother who lives in Spain. Nobody forced him to go. And he lives in Spain and loves it. Good luck to him. This is the best country in the world. Let's not keep pulling it down. If they don't like this country, they should not stay here. And the girl with all... Davina, she's like a rash on that TV. I thought I'd have a right go at you today, and I feel good about it. And I feel I've got a lot of work to do today. Now, I'm so pleased I've had a little go at you, Ian. And you've let me have my say. Thank you very much.
Matt's talking out of his bum. He is talking out of his bum. He's talked about Muslims and Islamic State and then Davina Merkel. He's talking right out of his bum. He's put the phone down. He couldn't handle the conversation. He went from IS to Davina. One second he's telling me to shut up and then he's talking about Islamic State. Then he starts talking about how Davina's someone that he hates. Oh, Matty Bum Bum, you're talking out of your bum bum. He's gone from IS to Davina McCall. What a silly call. Out of clip, here's how to write a radio joke, clip. Right, so a woman's getting married, right? It happens. It happens. I don't know why you're looking like that for, Kelly. It happens. Women get married to men. Up until recently, 50% of all people involved in marriages were women. Now, since they've changed the law, it can be any older, probably about 12%. I mean, that lot. Well, this woman's getting married, and she would annoy me a lot if I were to propose to this woman. Firstly, because she keep talking about my wife and the fact that it was bigamy and illegal. Very bigamy.
That's annoying, isn't it?
You can't marry bigamy. Yeah, it is. Who else is going to marry you? That's quite a nice joke, isn't it? Matt, you, but it doesn't quite work because it involves the person, involves the other, involves, if I was to marry Catherine and she would say, well, that's bigamy.
That'd be me being big.
You have to say
I've got to big me up.
You have to say, well, it is bigamy.
No, but it'd be bigamy.
Let's do it. No. So you say Catherine, but all right, so will you marry me?
Yeah, but it's bigamy.
No. You say, but you're married already.
But you're married already.
Yeah, I know, it's bigamy. That's the kind of guy I am. We got there. We did a joke.
Yeah, well,
we did a joke.
It's kind of weird.
Kelly, will you marry me?
Yeah, but it's bigamy.
No.
What? Okay, start again.
Right, Kelly, will you marry me?
But you're already married.
I'm going to divorce her.
Oh, okay.
That took a twist, didn't it?
Yeah.
No, hang on. Catherine.
Yeah.
Would you marry me?
Never.
What? Kelly.
Yes.
Would you marry me?
But you've got a wife.
It's bigamy.
It is big.
Kelly, don't marry him. He's a right plum.
Fair play. I did just ask Catherine to marry me and she rejected you. And then I went straight to you. So I don't know what that says. You said yes. I don't know what that says about you.
I'm always sloppy seconds.
Oh.
Bigamy. 2 minutes. 2 minutes is up. Out of clip. Here's some old people ruining. If you want to join in, you can do. But
just hurry up, mate. You've got to be in London.
Here's some old people ruining the BBC. Clip. We're giving TV licences for free to people over 75. What can they give us in return? Yeah. Morning, Bob. How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
76.
Ah, right then. What are you going to give me? Come on, show Daddy some sugar. What you got for me?
What have I got for you?
Yeah.
Ask me a question.
What have you got for me? Question mark.
Hello?
Hello?
Ask me a question.
What have you got for me? What have you got for me? Question mark.
Syria.
I don't want it. No, the thing, this is weird, isn't it? No, what I'm asking, Bob,
yes,
is because the BBC, you know you get free TV licence.
Oh, no, you don't. No,
yes.
I can pay my way.
All right, well, you don't need to because we, the BBC, we're going to swallow that up for you.
Yes, that's OK. I'll pay my way.
Okay,
well,
if you send your checks to Ian Lee.
Yes.
Care of BBC Three Counties Radio, Sexy Square, Dunstable, then that'll be awesome.
I can afford to pay my TV license.
You keep showing off, Bob, don't you? Doesn't he keep showing off?
Doesn't he, though?
Doesn't he, though?
What's he like?
Doesn't he, though?
David!
Hello there.
Say hello to Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm okay.
Yeah. I've got another 10 years to get up with you.
Can you?
Sorry?
I can afford to pay my licence.
Yeah. You asked me if I could? Yes, of course.
Of course you can. Same as me. We do not need this free licence, do we?
Well, no.
Don't you think BBC should put adverts on?
Ooh. Not if it becomes like ITV.
Yes.
I tell you what, Bob. All right, listen. If you think the BBC should do adverts, it's an interesting idea. Why don't you do us an advert now, Bob, and we'll see what it sounds like. So, I've just finished playing. That was Ringo Starr and Weight of the World. Coming up, we're going to speak to Justin Dealey. Morning, Just.
Morning, boss.
But before we find out what he's...
Morning, Justin.
No. But before we find out what he's been up to, we'll be back after these messages.
Silence.
Is that it?
Well, was that it?
Was that your... I thought you were going to do an advert for us.
No, sorry. I thought you were going to do one.
Okay, hang on. Let's do this properly. We need production values.
Do this properly. Come on, production. Right. Where's the team?
It's coming. Right, don't worry. Well, yeah. Right. Justin, great report, Justin. And we'll speak to you later on in the show.
Yeah, thank you, boss.
Thank you. David, excellent call. Thanks very much indeed.
I thank you too.
We'll go back to more of the show after we hear...
You're echoing... Your echo, echo, echo.
What? Oh, flipping it. We'll be back after these short messages.
Oh,
Are you going to do the advert or what? Are you going to do the advert? Bob?
I don't know what to say on the advert.
Oh, all right. Do one for, what can he advertise, Just?
What about aftershave?
Oh,
no, yeah. No. I won't do.
I know what. What
it's
about
be BBC?
No. What about rich pensioners who can afford their TV licence?
Well, I can.
Well, then advertise that. All right, so here we go. Right.
All pensioners can pay their licence.
Sorry?
All pensioners can
all
pay their licence.
All pensioners can pay their licence. Is that true?
Of course, they get loads of money.
Hey! And he's 76 years old, guys, so that's true. Out of clip.
Yep.
It was Ringo Starr's birthday this week. If I had it my way, it'd be
Ring Starr?
I missed the no. Apologies. Hurry
okay.
up.
If it was Ringo Starr's birthday this week, if I had it my way, it'd be Ring Starro's birthday every week. Did I put the O in the right place?
Yeah.
Here's an Adrian Dealey tribute to my second favourite Beatle. Hey, happy birthday, Ringo Starr.
Yes.
75 years old today.
Well Geezer. Done.
Geezer. You've taken Ringo to the streets.
I have, and Ringo Starr, absolute legend. The streets are buzzing for Ringo this morning. Here's my tribute to Ringo reaching the fine age of 75. Well, Ringo made it look easy. He joined the Beatles in the summer of 1962, writing classics like this along the way.
I like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
When the Beatles split, his solo career kicked in, proving he was the real deal. Back Off Boogaloo, a fine turntable hit of its time.
I'm the greatest! And you better believe it, baby!
And if ever there was proof that he was the greatest, he even sung about himself being the greatest. So to the streets this morning we go. Here's what people had to say. Ali, you know it don't come
easy.
Happy birthday.
So Ringo 75 today, what's your reaction?
Well, Ringo Starr, amazing person from the Beatles. It's where music started, it's where it's ended.
Oh, really? It's where it started, where it ended?
Sure
it is. Big as that?
Big as that. All these other bands, Oasis, everyone, Arctic Monkeys, everyone just came from the Beatles.
Okay. Ringo's listening to this right now. What would you like to say to him?
Happy birthday, Ringo.
Loving your vibe. Thank you. Happy birthday, Ringo, with love from everybody at Three Counties Radio. You absolute legend.
Right, put that in whatever format we use now that we don't use Audio Boo, and we're going to send that to Ringo. We're sending that to the man himself. Out of clip. This is the moment Catherine Ball nearly lost her job again. Into clip.
Can we play ring poker?
Ooh, poker ring. No, ring poker.
I mean, it'd be nicer if it was Ringo Bingo, but I think it's ring poker.
We can do ring poker. Just very quickly, one final thing as well. Bob suggested it and then bottled it. If you want to do adverts on the BBC... Not for your rubbish T-shirt printing business, but if you want to do adverts on the BBC, this morning is we're going to try that. 03459 455 555. Yeah, sure, of course we can play ring poker.
Right, should do it.
Yeah, go on then. All right, I'll go first. Ring.
Okay. Phone ring. Kelly.
Sorry, what?
I was
on the phone.
No, you weren't.
David's back with an advert if you want it.
David.
Nope. Yeah.
You're going to do an advert?
If you want.
OK, we'll be back after these messages.
David.
David.
David, do your advert now.
Yep.
There's no real adverts. There's no real adverts, David. You're the advert.
Yep. Support the BBC. The best in the world. You deserve them.
Well, I mean, that's really... Well, I mean, good is a word that I probably wouldn't have used in that context.
I'm not sure anyone deserves this.
No. Right, OK, so ring.
Yeah. So I did phone ring.
She...
Wedding ring.
Ringo.
Oh. Party ring.
Are you out?
No, I'm thinking. I'm think ring.
Well, hang... How can you be...
I know there's loads.
Yeah, there's loads of rings. Steady. Steady, guys. How can you be...
Because I can only think of a rude one.
Well, of course you can.
I'm not having your rude ring.
Ring, ring. Hello.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's acceptable.
I mean, it's derivative of my telephone ring, but yeah.
No, okay, it's fine. Acceptable. What's your problem with that? Okay.
It's a tiny bit of beef, yeah.
Ringo.
You said Ringo.
You already done that.
No, I did. The first one was Ringo Starr. Second one was Ringo the Crisps. No, Ringo is like a Ringo goes.
Oh, they were so good.
Yeah.
Curtain ring.
What did you say?
For God's sake.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sorry. Even that's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Naughty.
Sorry.
Tell you what you need is you need a little bit of this.
I do.
Right, well, hang on a second. We're going to accept that.
Whoa. What did you just say?
The film. There's a film called Ring.
The Ring, okay.
Yeah. Well,
a ring in your hands.
Oh.
Sexy...
No, that's with a W.
A sexy older gentleman has come up to the table and has put down his bell. And he wants to play. Good morning, sir. What's your name? Make up a name. I'm talking to you, old man.
Which old man are you talking to?
This one.
This one? How about ringing your neck?
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, we'll have that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll come and do it for you if you like.
No, thank you. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Okay.
Really?
The ring of truth.
Okay, yeah.
The ring of fire.
Boom.
Thanks, Kath.
Old man?
Yes?
Your go.
My go. I don't know, no. Wring your hands in desperation.
Thanks for playing. Ring peace?
No.
Sorry? Huh?
Is she all right?
I think she's crying because I literally just lost her job then.
Mm.
Yours is all right.
Yeah.
Mine's looking iffy now.
Yeah, it always was.
If I'm honest, you know, things...
I expected it from her, but you?
Shall I play a nice song?
Wait, I'm not really good.
No.
We're
done.
Let's just regroup. Out of clip. Catherine, you're not really contributing.
No, I've lost my job.
On Wednesday... Oh, yeah, why are you still here?
Habit.
Whoa, hang on a second. Are you playing a bit of Justin Dealey in The Best of Me?
Wait, he's been recording some...
Flip it. The thing about Justin Dealey is, right, he thinks he's... I mean...
Across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Justin Dealey. BBC Three Counties Radio.
The thing about Dealey... What am I supposed to play, that?
No, he's been out recording some new ones.
I couldn't care less.
He does a really good job.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Jay Dog on the radio.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Pat Butcher.
That is awful. Justin is an absolute plum of... Hey, man, nice to see you.
Oh,
hey.
We've just been talking about you.
You can't sit on that, you can't sit on that one.
Sit on this one.
Good things.
Sit on the green one, Adrian. Really enjoying the jingles, mate.
You enjoying them?
Say how well done it was.
Oh, yeah. J-Dog on the radio.
You're not impressed?
I'm terrified, mate.
Do you want some made? I can make them for you as well.
I would like some of those, yeah. Back to the script. We've got to be quick, because I've got to be in London at 11.
London,
so just stop.
Yeah.
Just, you know, stop ruining...
Hurry up, mate.
He's doing Laughing Cats or something.
I thought my callers were just plums to me. Turns out they're actually plums in general. Is that referring to that bit there?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Great. Love it. It'll do. Into clip.
All I want you to do is introduce Dan Hartman, Relight My Fire. Bob, can you do that for me? This is your big chance to DJ at my wedding very soon. OK, so introduce Dan Hartman.
Ben Hartman. Light My Fire. I love that, Light My Fire.
No.
But I don't start off with that.
Bob, can you just introduce? This is my special song for my wedding. Okay, so I desperately
your
want
wedding.
This song. I desperately want this song at my wedding. Can you just introduce in your sexiest voice, Dan Hartman, Relight My Fire?
Hello there. This is Robert Womack.
Yeah.
Don't laugh, please.
No, we're listening.
Oh, this is Robert Womack. This is my disco. It's going for free. I only help charity.
Yeah, Bob, can you just introduce Dan Hartman, Relight My Fire for me?
Ben Hartman, here we go.
No, not Ben Hartman, Dan Hartman. All you've got to do is say, this is Justin's special day. This is Dan Hartman, Relight My Fire. Come on, this is your audition. Come on, do it for me.
Right, here we go.
Okay, yep.
It's Bobby Womack.
I'm taking a run up again.
Somebody keeps laughing.
It's not no. us. No. It's voices. It's voices in your head. Right, keep going, Bob.
Yeah, Dan Hartman. Here we go. We're gonna start this disco with Dan Hartman. Light My Fire.
Quick.
Bob, I tell you what. I think I'm standing...
Light My Fire.
Still going.
Oh, God, I was really nervous about presenting today, and I tell you what, you've lifted my vibe. You really have.
I tell you what, if you light my fire, I should burn my bum.
Yeah. Oh. Better looking than Elvis. Better looking than Elvis.
There's Cliff Richards.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cliff Richards, fair play.
I've got every tape, every CD. I'm a stack of Cliff Richards.
What, even the rubbish ones?
The rubbish ones as well.
Yeah, good.
Okay, thank you very much.
Years, that man has made a number one for 30 years.
Great information.
Out of clip.
Yep.
Brilliant. Now, this bit is a section within the podcast that's separate to the rest. We're going within ourselves. We're entering the poo cast.
Oh.
If I wasn't in a rush, I would bring you up on this. I would.
Don't worry about it. Just hurry up.
I would poo-poo the poo, but I haven't got time. So, poo.
bbc.co.uk/3counties.
I expected it from Tony Fisher, but from you, Simon. What's that football gentleman's name?
Etienne Capoue.
Oh, dear God, no.
An offensive smell in Hertfordshire has been so bad it forced school children indoors and the local bowls club to cancel games. The odour in Cuffley is being blamed on a green waste composting facility at Cattlegate Farm, which became operational in March, as Tony Fisher reports.
Dozens of residents complained to the parish council about the strong smell of poo last week. It was so bad, people on the bowling green were retching and primary school children couldn't go out to play. The Environment Agency said they carried out inspections and has issued an enforcement notice on the site, which is also close to a football club and sheltered housing.
Oh, one of the best smells, and Catherine, you'll get this, Kelly, you won't, Justin, you won't. Baby's poos from about, I'm trying to remember, 6 weeks to about 4 months.
Yeah, the before golden they start poo, eating meat.
The golden poo, that smell is just, oh,
It's like wet grass.
Oh, I would put my face in my boy's nappies and just... take a whiff of that.
Horrible.
Why?
Because it smells wonderful.
It smells sweet. It doesn't smell... You know, it's when babies start eating meat and, like, proper food. It's when it starts to go wrong.
That's when, not even a toddler, a baby's doing a man-sized poo. But until then, it's just, oh, man, like they should... But why has no one...
They talk about the smell of the top of babies' heads. They never talk about that smell.
Why has no one bottled babies', offshoots... And sold that because I would buy that.
Well, I could make a Yankee candle out of it.
Even if it wasn't your own.
Yeah, I love it.
Any babies.
It's the least offensive of the poo smells.
It's a great smell.
Thanks, guys.
And come on, like, permission to speak
we're
freely.
We're late for travel because of this.
Yeah, exactly. Permission to speak freely, and I can speak freely. Someone said to me yesterday, how do you get away with playing ring poker? And I said, we do it in the first hour when the bosses aren't listening. So I can say this. And you'll get this, Justin. The smells that the human body makes, our own body makes, are very attractive. That's why we've all done that thing
where we
not cup it and cop it.
Cup it and cop it, or we drop our guts and we just put our head down our shirts and
no.
And have a little. We've all done it. You've done it, Kelly.
I have not.
Justin,
done that.
You've done that, haven't you? You've just opened your shirt and put your head down and. Oh, I
no,
like that.
Boss, I'm with you on that one. Unfortunately, yeah, I'm ashamed to say it, but yes, true.
We're human. Beings, and that's what human beings do. We make smells and we enjoy those smells, don't we?
It's other people that suffer.
It's other people that suffer. Justin, you can take that to the streets. I can trust you to do it in a delicate way, can't I?
Oh, absolutely. Of course you can.
You've got very gentle hands. You've got lover's hands.
Yeah, lover, not a fighter.
And record signing Etienne Capou making his debut. The weather, a cool start, then dry and sunny. Maximum temperature 21 degrees Celsius. And you can get the latest news and sport online at bbc.co.uk/3counties.
Sorry to laugh at your art. All I'm thinking, I spent a day on a school trip with a load of five-year-olds yesterday, Simon. And all I'm thinking is...
All you have to say is...
poo. That school trip would love your bullet. I could play this bulletin to them and they would have been, well, literally wetting themselves.
Record signing Etienne Capou was among the new signings to make an appearance. Bless you. In golf, world number one and defending champion Rory McIlroy. County's News and Sport, the next full bulletin at nine.
I'll be honest, Simon, when it was broken to us that we were going to be moving studios and the news reader would be in the studio with me, because that's not how it worked at the last place. Mm-hmm.
We were even on different floors.
Different floors, we never saw each other. Right. Part of my heart sank. A little bit of me died. But having you in here is literally the best thing that's happened to me in years. You make me laugh so much. What's that football player's name again?
Etienne Capou.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't sneeze then. That's not a sneeze.
What happened?
I snorted. Because he says, what did he say? Cocky poo poo or something? Bum poo? He said something.
He's probably said bum poo or Willy, or maybe all three.
And I snorted. He's a professional. He knew I was laughing at him. He saved my ass. It's like being in Vietnam or in the trenches.
How do you know you went there?
You don't know I wasn't there? How dare you?
You weren't there.
You don't know I wasn't there?
I do.
You
I
don't
know where
know.
You've got to be, though, and it's
yeah,
in
so,
London.
Exactly. So.
So
don't question my Vietnam credentials.
Show me the scars.
You don't want to see the scars.
I do.
You don't?
Show me.
It's on my woo-woo.
Oh, you got a woo-woo?
Now, because of what happened. But the thing is... He was like my Vietnamese... Not my Vietnamese, they were the enemy.
Can we take Nam out of it?
We can never take Nam out of it, although you lot would like to. I can't.
Can I step in?
Here? Please do.
Paul Hardcastle, 19, great song.
Isn't it? All those who remember the war, oh, they won't forget what they've seen. All together now.
Destruction!
Of men in their prime, whose average age was 19.
Lucky I'm in a rush.
Destruction! No, 19! Cup of tea! That's it, we're done.
No.
You've got to do the rest,
quickly.
Mate. No, you do the rest.
It gets serious, so you have to make it serious.
Oh, we can't get serious.
You've got to change the tone.
Is it what serious? Is it a
now
serious
we
bit?
Climb out of the podcast. The poo. Now we climb out of the poo cast and we you slip can't into go something from, right, a little more serious.
No, you can't go from that into Mickey. What you have to do is you have to do something like this. Hang on a minute. I'm a professional.
Taking me to the street with Shaggy.
What?
Huh? Who's Shaggy?
What are you doing?
I'm going. I've got to be in London. You finish it off.
Oh, see you later, mate.
You don't have to do it. Just finish it. Say nice things about me. I'm cool. I'm funny. You guys are suckers.
This is really long as well.
It's really long. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Do you want to close it?
Yeah. Nice little vibe. Shaggy on the streets.
So, he didn't do the stuff from Friday's show.
It's okay. I can do it.
All right, go on.
Hello, I'm Ian Lee. And I talk a bit like this, and I think I'm posh, but really I'm really proper common.
More breathy.
And sometimes I annoy people, and sometimes I don't know why they're annoyed, but they ring up anyway, and that's what Mickey did.
Nice, thanks.
I'm enjoying playing, fishing at the moment. Let's go to Mickey in Hatfield. Morning, Mickey.
Good morning.
Morning, Mickey. What would you like to say?
I haven't really been listening to the show all morning, but I just caught a couple of listeners. In regards to the question, can you just repeat the question for me in regards to the soldiers and the brought home repatriation of the
I don't
dead
know
people?
What the question I don't know what which to which question you refer. You've called in Mickey, so I'm guessing you know what you want to talk about.
Yeah, well, it's what you've been talking about for the last half hour. It was in regards to the repatriation of the people that got killed somewhere abroad.
Somewhere abroad. So you really have been paying attention. Okay.
Yeah, as I just said to you, yeah. I haven't really been paying attention.
And yet you sound like you're angry. You sound like you're angry.
I'm not angry at all.
Okay, let's see. I'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
Yes, the long and short of the thing you've not been listening to about these people that were murdered somewhere. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, what was quite annoying was the fact that...
Oh, so you're annoyed, but not angry. Okay.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
The frustrating part was...
Frustrated, right? Are you annoyed or frustrated, Mickey, about something you've not really heard?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm now irritated.
Okay, so it's gone from you're not angry, but then annoyed, then frustrated, now irritated about something you've not actually heard about some people that were murdered somewhere. Okay.
Well, at least you're on the ball. At least you've got where I'm going with this.
Well, I don't think you've got where you're going with this, Mickey, but I'm prepared to pursue it a bit. Go on.
Good. Okay, good. We're all having a good time.
I don't know if the listener is, but, you know, carry on, Mickey. Let's get to the point, mate. We finish at 9.
Okay. The point is that why should any of these individuals be treated any different, whether it's a military bringing them home or any other method of bringing these people home? The army is the best possible way of showing a patriotic response to a terrible event. And the army is the best way to bring these people home. By saying that they're not military, that's kind of like saying they're not worthy.
Okay, you really have. I'm going to stop you there, Mickey, because you really haven't been paying attention. It wasn't. Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
No, which is why I asked you.
Okay, Mickey. It's not my job to. It's not my job to fill in the. No, you've called in because you're. What was it? Frustrated or irritated? I don't remember, about something you've not actually heard and you don't know what we're talking about. Mickey, can I make a suggestion? Keep listening for the rest of the morning, and when you've picked up the ball, give us a call back. Yeah.
Can I just make a quick suggestion, please?
No, you can't. 03459 455 555 is the phone number. If you know what's going on. Really, I think would be a bonus. Get ready for the complaints, boss.
And then this happened on Friday.
Sweet.
Right, Colin, what do you want?
Right, I was flicking through the channels.
Steady on, mate. I don't need to know about that.
Watching.
Sat in front of the telly, flicking away, yes. What did you stumble upon?
I don't often watch it, but I was watching a bit of the Community Channel.
So you're that person. What is the local channel here? I know that because I know there's London Live in London.
I don't know, mate. It just says Community Channel.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's called Community Channel.
Yeah, good name. Great name, guys.
I was watching a programme called The Floating Chef.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Does that ring any bells to you?
Do you know, it does ring a distant bell. Is it about a man, an annoying chef, who's got a dream of setting up a really tiny restaurant on a punt in Paris?
Spot on.
Yeah, never heard of it.
And I didn't realise it was you.
Well, I'm not the chef.
I saw the credit.
Yeah, I'm not the chef. I'm the guy doing the voiceover.
No,
I used to have a highly successful voiceover
narrator.
Crew. The narrator, yeah, the voice. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good, aren't I?
Yeah.
At reading things.
Good. When I do my films, I'm going to get you to do the voiceover for me.
Bounchica wow wow.
Colin's got a new fossil.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Tell me more, Colin.
I got it from the charity shop.
Is it a big one?
No, it's not very big. But it's
how old is it, Colin?
It's about 100 and, 90 million years old.
Oh, is it very, very shiny?
It will be.
You're going to buff it
and
up?
Hopefully it'll be see-through.
Oh!
You don't, mate. You've been sold a pop. You don't get see-through fossils. You've been
got
bought
a paperweight there, mate.
You've bought some glass.
No.
You don't get
no.
see-through when fossils. It, that's when impossible.
When it's prepped, or cleaned up,
gosh,
it should look very nice.
And what does your wife think about this?
I'm not married.
Thanks
mate.
Very much indeed, Colin. There we go. 03459 455 555 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I had to do some more voiceovering yesterday.
Did you? I can't get a gig even though I can do that voice.
Well, no, it's good. It's good. You don't need to do that voice.
Which voice? This one?
Wrong voice.
Oh.
You want this voice. We all know that the internet is full of millions of cat videos.
Let me have a
but
go.
Don't worry, we've trawled through them for you and we've got the best clips of cats that make you laugh out loud.
Okay.
So you do it.
The internet's full of crazy cat videos.
I mean,
and they'll make you LOL all over yourself.
I'm feeling sexy. Why? Because I'm laughing so much at these crazy cats from Russia.
No, I can't compete
with that. So you do it. Kels, you have a go. It's fun.
If you think that cat was funny, you should see my...
Whoa. My mum's cat. That was funny when she was alive. Thank you for that, Colin. I'd forgotten about that programme. That was years and years ago. And the chef in it was particularly annoying. Mm. 03459 455 555 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Not a lot in the papers.
There's a bit.
Well, there's
some news about a party we weren't invited to. Kate holds Charlotte in a christening image, so we can have a look at the pictures.
No, it's just, you
know. She's very pretty.
Okay.
Baby's very sweet. I'm very happy for them.
Here we go. My least favourite place in the world. And I had to put... I drove to London yesterday to do more cat voiceovers. And London...
The cats just don't stop.
No, don't. It's been cut down from 6-hour-long episodes to 12 30-minute episodes for the Comedy Central channel.
Ah, and they'll put loads of adverts in and it'll still last an hour.
Yep.
Those guys.
We've waxed up our boards, donned our wetsuits, and we've surfed the web to try and find the funniest pet clips so you don't have to.
Wow.
Have a look at this cat eating the face off a dead bird.
Oh.
But London was chock-a-block. It was gridlock yesterday because Ride On Brothers, my comrades were striking because they don't want to work a few more hours for extra money. Fair enough. So London was gridlock. I had to park next to this place yesterday. Madame Tussauds,
oh, yeah.
Madame Tussauds, bom, Madame bom. Tussauds. Wax are rubbish, wax are rubbish. The word I was going to use would have fitted better.
These elderly drivers, I'm 72, I'm not aggressive.
No.
When I'm driving.
No, you're just aggressive on the phone.
Well, yeah, only with you.
Yeah, well, that's...
Or that Justin, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Are you a good driver?
Yes. No accidents.
Right.
Safe driving awards when I was driving lorries.
Safe driving awards? What, you got a little trophy?
Yeah, well, no certificate, actually.
Where do you display your certificate? On your windscreen?
No, it's a big... They're big certificates. Oh, in glass frame.
What does it say? Dave is good at driving? And then it's got a picture of two thumbs up.
No, it's just saying that Dave, my full name, that he's
Dave,
not
Dave
had an
Luton.
Accident for the last, he's not had an accident for the last 12 months, and I've got
What happened 13 months ago?
Well, there's no
13 months ago, he crashed into a school bus, but since then, he's not had any accidents.
No, I haven't had any accidents. Because I'm a careful driver, and
Dave,
I'm not aggressive.
Yeah, and you've never fallen down a manhole when you were trying to have a wee.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
And so where do you display your certificate? Is it in your loo?
No. They're all in a little box.
You must be so proud of them.
Oh, I am, mate.
Yeah, that's why you put them in the box where no one can see them.
Yeah. So you're off for a week, are you?
Oh, here we go. Now, we've had the two veg. Now we're getting to the meat.
Yeah. Or is it 3 weeks?
I'm off for a week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be ringing up every day. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry?
I've been ringing up every day then to Justin.
Oh, I see. You don't like me. You like Justin.
Well, you get aggressive to me. You keep on switching me off.
No, I don't get aggressive.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
Yes.
No.
Tough, mate.
No, I don't.
Disgusting. Right, go on in, carry on.
I've finished.
Oh, have you?
I'll tell you what, let's pretend it's next week and you're phoning up and you're speaking to the Adrian Dealey show. Go on.
I hope you have a nice time next week.
I've gone. I've finished. I've packed in. It's you and Adrian now. This is what...
Oh.
Guys, this is... Everyone who's celebrating that I'm off for a week, this is what you're going to get. 15 hours of this next week. Away you go, ladies.
No. Morning,
what have you got for us? Yeah, morning, boss. What have you got for us, Dave?
Nothing, mate. Just ringing up to say I'm 72, I'm not aggressive when I drive.
No, no, that was last week's phone-in. This is now Monday. Ian's off. So what have you got for us, boss?
Standing in at ENB, it's Justin Dealey, a.k.a. J-Dog, with your morning wake-up. Justin Dealey!
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that next week, Justin.
So you're going to phone me every single day?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
No, I'm looking forward to it every single day on Monday. Yeah, I just hope you stick to your word, you know?
Yeah, you remember you pulled me out, you had me over those bags of compost.
You did
what? No, I didn't do that. I didn't pull you off, Dave.
Yes,
no,
you
I didn't.
Did.
No, I didn't
no,
pull
no,
you
no,
off.
You were pulling me over them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'll be in touch with my lawyers about that.
Yes.
That's very, very dangerous what you've said. Yes.
Yes.
Are we done?
Yes.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
You having a barbecue this weekend?
Yes.
Have you got any ladies coming over?
Yes.
Will you be taking their clothes off?
Yes.
And playing some romantic tunes like Je T'aime?
Yes.
Okay. Shall I leave you to it so you can go home and put on your best clothes for the weekend?
What are you beefing on about?
Well, I'm just talking about what you're doing this weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Dave, have a lovely time. So you're going to phone me on Monday?
Yes.
Have a good weekend. Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Tough, mate.
All right, chill out, Dave.
That's it. That's your lot. Thanks very much. Ta-ta.
Thanks for listening to this free download from BBC Three Counties Radio, your local radio station for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, on FM, AM, digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.
Yes.